What's your name?
Jason Bond is expert at fighting off Wall Street's evils and deciphering the market's patterns so that he can make insightful, decisive moves.
Can you tell me anything about it?
He's always got his eye on the market, and now he's bringing his picks to Money Life.
It's very kind of you to spare me so much of your time.
Whether the market has you shaken or stirred,
your luck has just changed.
You'll want to know what's happening on Jason Bond's Watch.
To us, Mr. Bond, we are the best.
That's right. Jason Bond joins us right now, and I'm very pleased to have him back on the show. He is the editor at Jason Bond Picks, which you're going to find at jasonbondpicks.com. He is a swing trader who looks for good technical setups, and that actually brings us right to where we're going today. But first, a reminder that Jason is one of the founders of the Raging Bull community, and if you are interested in learning more about Jason or any of the Raging Bull experts, and we have one on every day on Money Life, RagingBull.com. Jason is, by the way, on Twitter. He's at Jason Bond Picks. Jason, welcome back to the show.
So glad to be here, Chuck. I'm excited about today's topic.
I am too, and I'm really appreciative of my audience because I asked my audience if they would send in some questions, knowing that I am traveling this week and that, you know, with a guy like you who trades regularly, we can't necessarily tape too far in advance and not run the risk that, oh, we traded and we moved and things are different. So we got a question from Ron in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, who said, Jason, you've said that your favorite pattern is a reversal pattern. A lot of stocks could be reversing at any time. So what convinces you that a stock is about to turn around and that you should buy it?
Two things here. First of all, Chuck, that's a great question, and I want to thank Ron for sending it in. But I need to make clear that the reversal pattern is my favorite. I have a second favorite pattern, which is the continuation pattern. And in this bull market, we're seeing a lot more good continuation patterns than we are the oversold bouncers. But I want to address the question because this bull market's not going to last forever, and a lot of stocks are going to get depressed at some point in time in the near future, and these dip buying opportunities will be abundant. So which ones do you buy to answer Ron's question? You know, what convinces you that this one's going to bounce over the other one? So let's address some technical things. First things first. We want to see stocks that fall at least 50% in a short period of time, meaning a matter of days or a week. I was recently on the show with you, Chuck, and we hit the Watt trade, W-A-T-T. I made about $10,000 on that. It took almost 2 weeks to play out. This was the perfect pattern because it had fallen sharply in a short period of time, and then it put a base in. That technical base that it put in, I compare that to a fish hook. The falling that happens sharply is the shaft of the fish hook. And then as that fish hook rounds out, the same thing happens in a chart pattern. Right there is where I start to pay attention. And I look for the smallest sign that the bottom is in with maybe a doji or any reversal candlestick that is slightly higher than the base of that fish hook. So again, fish hook, sharp drop, starts to turn. Right there at the base, I'm watching that area because that becomes my stop loss. Soon as it shows any sign of turning higher toward the barb of the fish hook, I'm in that stop. This gives me a 1% to 3% stop loss, and it gives me a 5 to 20 and sometimes 30 or 40% bounce. The distinguishing point between stock number one, stock number two, three, four, five, is if I can find a really good catalyst. It just so happens that the Watt trade fell significantly in a short period of time right ahead of the Apple conference in which they were releasing the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10. This was exciting to me because Watt, we know, is highly rumored to have this wireless charging technology that Apple will use. So I not only had the perfect chart pattern, but I chose that stock over other stocks that were oversold to turn because it had a catalyst or what I call a run-up event. Doesn't matter to me whether or not the stock actually has the deal with Apple. I would never hold it through the event, but people will speculate, and that speculation causes demand, and that demand causes an oversold bouncer to turn and move sharply back up. I look for those patterns and the catalyst over and over and over.
And again, I want to clarify, you are looking for that big, big decline. Does the speed of the decline make a difference to you? I mean, if we see a stock and it, for some reason, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was listening to the news, and they said that J. Jill was down almost 50% in a day because it had missed earnings. If you get that big a decline in that short order, does that automatically put it on your radar screen, or does it have to be something where, no, it's been 50% and it's been maybe a little bit longer so that you see there's a full trend in place, not some visceral reaction to news?
No, I want the visceral reaction to news, actually. It's a good question. It's exactly what I look for. I want something that has caused an overreaction. I want short sellers to be flooding it at abnormally depressed prices. And that combination of panic selling plus short sellers chasing it down is what actually causes the whipsaw. Quite often the whipsaw or that bounce is short-lived. We'll get that fishhook pattern to play out, and then once we reach the tip of the barb, you get this slow bleed and fade over time on lighter volume. But that bounce is that sharp reaction to the overreaction in the first place. So the more violent the drop, the worse the news, the better for me, as long as the pattern sets up, as long as they're not going out of business, and if I can find a good reason in the near future that traders have missed, like a catalyst in the case of Watt, the iPhone announcement, I will play that all day long because it's going to bounce. The other thing I will tell you on the Watt trade, technically speaking, in the last 2 years, anytime it was oversold, meaning an RSI below 30, it happened 4 times in 2 years. Anytime, and we talked a bit about this on the show, it put in bounces of 50 to 100% in days to weeks following. So I had this back testing that was perfect. I had the pattern that was perfect. I had a tight stop loss, and I had big range on the bounce. And that stock not only hit my target, but went a couple of bucks higher. Right. And then after the Apple announcement, it came in. So that is really what I'm looking for here, Chuck.
With the market continually running towards record highs as it has been, have you had to guard against sort of fake reversals? You know, you talk about what you're looking at. Obviously, they're not all created equal, but guard against the temptation to find a reversal pattern where the one you're really looking for isn't there.
I'll tell you what. I haven't played an oversold stock in weeks. In fact, in the month of October, I'm up about $50,000 simply playing continuation patterns. I'm not even scanning for oversold stocks. I'm not scanning for them right now. I'm scanning for momentum stocks.
That gives us an idea that at some point we're going to have another one of these explainer sessions talking about continuation patterns. But this was about reversal patterns, which we know are your favorite, even if they're not what's working right now. Ron in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, thank you for writing the question. Jason Bond, thank you so much for answering it.
Love being here, Chuck. Can't wait to see you next week.
Jason Bond is the editor at Jason Bond Picks. And if the market has you
shaken, not stirred.
Well, he's our secret agent on the market. He's not so secret agent on the market. You can get more information at jasonbondpicks.com, part of the Raging Bull community at ragingbull.com. And Jason's on Twitter at Jason Bond Picks. Okay, this was a great start to the Friday edition of Money Life. But coming up, we've got some great things, including a book interview with Bill Maurer, editor of a book called Paid, that's all about money throughout the years. It's one of the best books of the year, I promise. You want to stick around for that too. Stay tuned.